Welcome to Unstuck, the podcast for solo business owners who want things to feel better. Formerly known as Life in Business, this show is still the same honest advice and practical support that you've come to expect, just with a name that fits even better. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, and your no-nonsense guide to making business feel lighter, clearer, and more doable. Each week, I'll help you untangle what's in your head, get clear on what matters, and move forward without burning out or starting from scratch. Here's this week's episode. Let's be honest. Showing up in your business can be really bloody hard work. Not hard work because you're lazy or because you're flaky or because you can't be bothered, but because every time you think, I need to show up, I need to press send, go, publish, something kind of in your chest tightens, right? You start thinking, who even cares? Why am I bothering with this? Is this good enough? What if no one cares? You know? So you close the tab or close your phone or tidy your desk, go put the washing on, talk to the cat, and tell yourself that you'll do it tomorrow, right? This episode is for that version of you, okay? This is what the Unstuck podcast with me, Libby Langley, is all about. It's about supporting you through the times as well as the times, okay? Here for everything. But I just want to make it really clear that showing up, being visible, is not about shouting louder or dancing on reels, right? It is not. It's about feeling safe and confident to be seen, okay? Different. Today, I want to talk to you about what's really going on under that avoidance of yours and how you can start gently, I suppose, softly, consistently, though, showing up in a way that feels good for you. Okay, sound good? Yes, super. So what does showing up actually mean? I think it would be helpful to broaden that definition first off. It's not just about social media, right? People talk about visibility and they talk about showing up on social media, but it's not just that. It impacts across the board in business. It's things like replying to inquiries. It's about sending emails, like sending emails to your email list that you might have. Talking about your work, telling people what you do, starting conversations about that, letting yourself be seen for all that you are and all that you do, okay? That's what visibility really is. That's what showing up is. And sometimes we avoid it altogether. It's easier sometimes to just, you know, shut yourself down and not do anything at all. And sometimes we can show up in a way that feels, you know, performative or disconnected and wonder why things don't work. And it's interesting. This is something that I've struggled with a lot in my business because I think now, I mean, I've always been an introvert, but I think now I've been diagnosed with autism and ADHD. I kind of have to make an effort to do stuff and it takes a lot of energy for me to be on. But I know that. And so I can balance it. Okay. Like if I do a keynote talk at something, it takes a lot of energy, but I enjoy it in the moment and it has such a kind of positive impact on the people that I'm talking to and also for my business that I can balance it. Right. And obviously, you know, if you book to do something, you've got to turn up and do it. So you've got to turn up and be on like that. But the thing that I do really struggle with that I've done an awful lot over the years is video. And it's ironic that this podcast is now videoed and put onto YouTube. Hello, if you're watching on YouTube. Because it's a different energy for me in terms of the recording. And I tried it for maybe 6 months or so, a year or so ago. And I decided that I didn't like doing it. I didn't like the energy that I was in. And I was focusing much more on social media. But then I realized that actually the energy and effort that it takes to be visible and to be seen and to show up on social media is enormous. And I've been working in the social media space since 2009, right? I first started teaching people how to use social media for business 2009, Facebook and LinkedIn back in those days, and Twitter before Instagram was even a bubba, was before it was even born. And social media has changed an awful lot over the years. It's much noisier. It's much busier. You have to, oh, I don't know, you just have to kind of do things differently. And it's, and then plus there's a million more channels, right? There's a lot of different space that you could be in. And that's really tiring, really, really tiring for anybody, neurodivergent or not. And so what I like about my podcast, this podcast, Unstuck, with me, Libby Langley, is that it hangs around forever. You know, it's evergreen content. So you could listen to episode, what's this, 132, or you could listen to episode 32, and you would still get tons of value for it. And obviously episode 32 or episode 3 or 2 were recorded ages ago, but they still hang around and they still do it. So that kind of visibility for me is far more energy balanced and I think has far more gravitas. Is that the right word? To it. It has much more kind of clout to it because it's really useful stuff. I can point people to, episode number 63 is one that you should listen to. That would be really helpful to you. You know, I've got this kind of back catalogue of information. So the podcast, the audio podcast, has always been great. But what I've decided to do recently is to really step away from social media, just to quiet the noise of it, right? And that's on me, a lot of that, because scrolling and going in and, I want to go in and I'm going to comment on 30 different people's posts today. And it's just like, man alive, I haven't got the headspace for that anymore. So part of that, I think it's an age and a grumpiness thing, but I also think it's, I've got to prioritize the energy that I do have. And I have to direct my energy to where it's going to best serve people as well. There's no point in putting a load of energy into something that has a 5-minute lifespan. It's like, I ain't got time in my life for that. So YouTube, been making more of a consistent and concerted effort on YouTube over the last few weeks to see if it replicates the value that the audio podcast brings, right? And this is about kind of making this decision on where to show up, because everything takes energy, right? But I would rather direct my energy into something that is sticky in that it hangs around for a long time, it's evergreen, than again, like social media is. I just don't think I have the mental capacity in the same way for it. And that's now, you know, these things are cyclical and this will change. But that's certainly for now. So when you're thinking that you're not showing up, think about whether you actually are or not. Okay. Because if you send a regular email to your list, you are showing up, right? Don't just think that showing up means putting your face on social media, because it doesn't. Okay? I want to be really, really clear on that. Showing up and being visible means lots of different things, and you get to decide what it means for you and where you're going to put your energy and effort. Yeah. I have been quite vocal over time about what I think about TikTok. And I'm not going to do it. You know, I'm just not remotely interested. I don't have the app on my phone. I don't go into it. I just can't be bothered. I don't like all the short form video. I don't like it. And so I don't create content for that. And I don't consume content for that. And that's a personal choice, right? Doesn't suit me, don't want to do it. And it's okay to make any of these decisions for yourself. There is absolutely no right or wrong here, right? You might love TikTok, in which case, brilliant. Go all in on that if it's what works for you. And I would have used to say if that's where your audience is, right? But our audiences are all over the place now. You know, you just have to pick the place that you like the most. And for me, it's my podcast. It's YouTube at the moment as well. Bits of social, but and my email list. Yeah, those are my energy focuses. So that's where I show up. And it doesn't matter if I don't feel like it, if I can't be bothered, if, you know, I feel like I don't want to present myself on camera because I don't have to do it every day. I can do these things when I feel like it. And I think that's the difference. It's taking away for me the daily pressure. And that's been enormous. It's been an absolutely huge thing. So I share this with you just to help you kind of maybe think about things differently and think about what your definition of showing up means and what it is. So what about the fears underneath any resistance that you might have to showing up, right? Procrastination is really about laziness. I mean, sure, we can be lazy, right? I'm really super lazy. And that's okay. I automate as much stuff as possible. So, you know, is it laziness or is it strategically focused? You get to decide what language you use there. But, you know, laziness is sometimes seen as a bad thing. And I don't think it necessarily is a bad thing. It can be a smart thing, right? About efficiency. But if you're thinking, if you're procrastinating, it could be fear in disguise, right? There's definitely, well, I'll just do this. I'll just put the washing on. I'll just whatever. Rather than doing the thing because you're frightened. And that might be that you've got a fear of judgment. You know, what will people think? Some will hate it. Some will think you're an idiot. Some will think you're talking nonsense. That's always going to be the case. But they'll have pretty minor thoughts of this, right? And some will think you're the best thing ever. And some will be like, oh my God, I'm so glad you said that. I really needed to hear that today. And those are the people that matter. Those are the people that you focus on, right? So we all judge everybody all the time. You're listening to this or watching this and judging me and thinking, why is she doing, what's she doing with her hand? Or why does she thumb and art so much? Or whatever. You know, if you hate it, you don't have to consume the content. I think that's one thing that I've really learned over the years. And whilst I sincerely hope that you don't hate me, because that makes me really sad, because I'm quite a nice person and all I'm trying to do is help. But I won't be for everyone, and that's fine, right? Most people won't be sending you hate mail. So, you know, whatever. They can just unfollow you. It's fine. That's always absolutely fine. Then another fear might be a fear of failure. What if no one signs up? Okay. What if no one signs up? Just means that nobody signed up. It doesn't mean anything. And as I always say to my clients, if you have helped one person with what you've done, that's pretty good. Because one person is the starting point, and then there's another one person, and then there's another one person, and then there's another one person. So just over a year ago, I launched my Confidence to Grow coaching space. And I had one person in it for about, I think maybe 5 weeks or so. And Emma, she's gorgeous. She's still an active member. And me and her, so the group coaching calls was just me and her for a few weeks. And sometimes she wasn't able to come. I literally talked to myself. And then somebody else joined, and then somebody else joined, and then somebody else joined. And, you know, and so it goes on. But I just carried on because I knew that this was the start of something really fantastic, right? And it has to start with one. So if your fear is, what if no one signs up? It's like, yeah, but, you know, one person might, and that's cool. And then you can just build on that. It's not, there's a lot of talk of like massive launches and, you know, oh, 250K launch and all that. That's not the norm, right? That isn't the norm in business. And I don't say that to say you can't do that, right? Or, you know, rein in those aspirations there, girl. I don't say it for that, just to say, you know, small is great and everything starts with one, okay? So I don't want you to ever feel disappointed in yourself. It's not a reason not to do something, yeah? And also, if you try something and it doesn't work, you can work out why it didn't work and do things differently next time, or realise, well, thank God no one signed up, because actually I don't want to do that anyway. There's always a silver lining, right? There's also the flip side of that, the flip side of the fear of failure, which is the fear of success. You know, what if it works and I can't keep up? What if, and I have that, I kind of have that fear with my Confidence to Grow coaching space, which is funny, really. So it's been running for just over a year now. And, you know, my husband sometimes says to me, what if you get 20 people who want to join at once? And it, very importantly, it's a small group. It's an intimate group. On each of our calls, there's, generally speaking, about 5 people. So I get to really interact with everybody, and everybody gets really personalised support from me and gets to know everybody else and all of this. What if 20 people wanted to join in one go? What if 100 people wanted to join in one go? It's like, well, that hasn't happened in the first year, so I don't think it's very likely. And if it did happen, I would have to change the structure or put in additional calls or something, you know? But I'll worry about that if and when it happens. At the moment, it's one person joins, another person joins, another person joins. You know, it's really nice and steady, which is exactly the way that I want it to be. So, you know, I don't know. Don't worry about stuff and kind of until it's happened. The process is part of the learning, and the doing is part of the learning and of the success. You know, your ongoing success is, a lot of it is down to how you work through things, yeah, the steps that you take there. So it's important that you do name the fear as well. You know, we can work with that then. You can work with that then, not against it. So recognize what's happening and just acknowledge it. That's it. No judgment with that. When you, like, what, align your visibility differently, it actually makes stuff easier. So, you know, I've already said about the fact that I adore doing my podcast. I absolutely love this. It's a great way for me to support you and to communicate with you. And in terms of my business side of things, I know people will listen to multiple episodes of my podcast before they have a chat with me, before they end up joining Confidence to Grow. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're thinking about it. Maybe you're doing a bit of test listening of me, in which case, hello, lovely to have you here. You know, that's kind of part of it, right? So deciding to show up on this podcast and guest on other people's podcasts for me, instead of like going into TikTok or, you know, and creating a, I don't know, TikTok shop or whatever. It's a conscious decision and it's okay. Am I missing out by not going on TikTok? Maybe, but not in terms of energy and headspace, let me tell you that, right? So I'm consciously choosing aligned visibility. Really, really important. It's the visibility that suits my energy and that I want to do and that I enjoy doing. So that's something for you to reflect on. Right? Where you show up, how you show up. Do you like it? Does it work for you? If not, don't do it. You know, the world ain't going to end. What about if you email people and instead of thinking, right, I need to send out an email and I need to get some sales from this. That's kind of quite a bullshy, bro-markety way to approach email marketing. What if you just think, do you know what? There's these people who have said they want to hear from me. I'm just going to say hi and tell them a funny story or share something relatable and or something really heartfelt or something I fear that they may relate to. That level of visibility will, I'm fairly sure, do you far more good and build a far deeper connection than pitch, 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 pitch all the time, right? Because none of us want to be sold to. We want to buy, but we want it to be our decision, you know? Let them think it's their decision, right? Like I do with my husband. That's an excellent idea, I'll say to him when I've been mentioning it for 3 months already. Yeah, let them own the decision. It's a far better and softer, gentler, and actually more kind of concrete way of people making decisions over whether that they want to work with you instead. And so another way that you can choose your own visibility is to do YouTube instead of daily social media posts. You know, do written only on LinkedIn versus doing videos or pictures on Instagram, right? You get to choose the space that you're in. And that is all entirely dependent on your own personal energy levels. You know, my energy levels are low. My desire to interact with people is low. all that takes a lot of energy. I live in my head a lot. And so creating stuff is really good for me, like creating podcasts that I can think about, and I can kind of I can batch and I can think of the process, you know, like almost making episodes into a longer story, you know, all that stuff is really good for me, and email is really good for me, but the short standalone video stuff, it's just like, what was the point of doing that one? I don't like it. So, and when you've just got to be consistent, then you know, that's not great, right? Because your nervous system is probably fried. So you don't have to just be consistent. You have to find the right thing for you. So you don't need to push harder. You need support. And that could be internal stuff like tools, structure, clarity, systems, scheduling, those kind of things, or external support such as coaching or a community. And consistency, really, honestly, it comes from the safety of doing the thing that you enjoy doing, not pressure to do more or something different. There are people who have really successful businesses by just posting blogs still, and they don't do anything else, right? Or writing a book. And it's because it's really, you know, I've written a book, it's a really passive thing. There's loads of stuff. It doesn't have to involve social media. Make sure that you are kind of not pushing yourself and you're supporting yourself instead, you know? Pushing is like, I should be doing more. I should be doing this. I should be doing that. Other people are doing more. Oh, they're doing that over there. I need to do that, right? That's really like, oh, not life. No, you don't. You know, you're a grown-up. You get to make your own choices as to what you do, yeah? But supporting yourself, it sounds much more like, what small thing can I do today that's going to make a difference? What small way can I show up today? What would feel kind and aligned right now? I have a post-it note on my wall that I will have millions, but you know, the one that's right in front of me, and it says, what can I do today to grow and serve my audience? And that's a simple reminder for me, because my job is to grow and serve my audience, right? That's my job. And so what small thing can I do? And it might be an email. It might be responding to something. It might, you know, could be lots of things. Could be recording a podcast. Could you be sharing a previous podcast episode, right? If you've got all this content, don't create new content all the time. Just direct people to previous stuff. That's really smart, right? That's why evergreen stuff is good, yeah? But I want to reframe visibility for you. I really hope that this is what you take away from this episode. Showing up does not mean being everywhere, right? It doesn't. That's hard work. You don't want to be omnipresent, okay? Just, you know, have a website where people can find you, you know? It means being somewhere, not everywhere, with presence and with purpose, right? Own the space that you are in. Choose your space and then own that space. Wherever it is, it doesn't matter. Visibility means speaking honestly. It means sharing value. It means inviting people in, having conversations. And I don't say that to say don't have any boundaries and just let people phone you whenever you like. Do not mean that. What I mean is invite conversations. It's great. You know, I love it when you respond, when you message me about something that you've heard in this podcast and it's really helped you. I absolutely love it. And I ask you to do it in practically every episode because I genuinely want to hear from you and to start those conversations. It's really, really important to me that I'm not just banging on all the time, you know, that I actually know what this helps you with, right? So I very much appreciate that you do that. And you get to be visible in whatever way you want that matches your energy and matches your personality. And you do not have to lip sync in any way whatsoever unless you choose to, okay? I mean, they're funny to watch those videos sometimes, but honestly, I couldn't bother to make any. I've done my time of that and it's not going to transform your lives if I lip sync in a 23 second video on Instagram. I tell you, it ain't. So, nor is it going to change mine. So, just to say, in summary, deep breath. If you've been hiding, You are not broken, right? You have been protecting yourself. You are unsure. There's a lot of noise. You don't necessarily know what to do and what not to do, right? But you get to choose. You get to be totally honest with yourself and say, I'm not going to speak on a stage ever because it makes me really uncomfortable. I'm going to write some articles on Substack instead. Great. I'm going to focus just on Instagram because LinkedIn, I don't like it. I'm just going to email people and set some ads up so I get new people joining my email list. Great. I'm going to go all in on all the social media platforms and on YouTube. Great. As long as you know what the energy and effort is and how that visibility looks for you and what you need to do to it, great. You get to make the choice, right? So this episode is your permission to stop forcing what's going on and to start showing up in a way that really feels like you feel happy with, you feel comfortable with, and you can be consistent with because you like it and because it builds whatever community that you want to build and it brings in whatever clients that you want it to bring in. But less, oh my God, honestly, less is more. Do something well and forget about all the other things. Okay. Thank you very much for joining me again today on this episode of Unstuck. I'll see you next time. Lots of love. Bye. Thanks for listening to Unstuck. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you enjoyed today's show, I'd love it if you left a review. It really helps more solo business owners find the podcast and remind them they're not alone. Want to chat about this episode or suggest a future topic? You'll find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.